Hey y'all, welcome to episode 3. Yeah, that's right, I said 3 of Unite Entertainment's Who You With podcast. We are so excited for what God is doing in and through Unite. We are so excited for everything that is in store. But as for the podcast, we are even more excited for today's guest. Yes, we have rapper, singer, extraordinaire, Jay Violet. And let me tell y'all, what God is doing in and through him is so dope. Just listening to him, talking with him, having the chance to just share a space with him virtually was so amazing. And we are so excited to welcome him on today's episode. So I don't even want to hold y'all up any longer, because it was greatness. Let me just tell y'all that right now. So without further ado, welcome to the room, Jay Violet. All right, y'all, thank y'all so much for joining this episode of Who You with Unite Entertainment. On this episode, we have artist Jay Violet. Jay, how you doing? Is it okay if I call you Jay?
Yeah, that's cool. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, doing well. Thank you. Look, thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited to have you. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I am a fan of your music. You are so talented. And, you know, we start off with giving, you know, every artist their flowers here. So I just want to start off by saying you really have blessed me. You have blessed my spiritual journey. You have you are played a lot around this household. So keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You are really, really talented. And it is very obvious that God has his hand on you. So, Of course. All right. So, you know, we start off with a little quick fire questionnaire here. Nothing too spicy, but we will start. We got about 5 questions or so. You don't really have time to give an answer. Think about an answer. You just, the first thing that pops into your mind. So,
yeah. Okay.
You ready for it? Just let me know.
If you want me to be honest, no, but let's go, you know.
All right. Sounds good. Here we go. All right. Sunrise or sunset?
Oh, wow. Sunrise. Sunrise. Okay. Sunrise.
Dress shoes or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Okay. Sneakerhead?
Not really. Yeah, okay. No.
Gotcha. Ambition or comfort?
Comfort.
All right. Okay. So this is a little musical question for you. We're gonna see which direction you go on this one. Brighter day or stomp?
Stomp.
Stomp. Oh. Yep. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. A night of worship, like at church, a worship night, or a night at a Christian club?
Christian club.
Okay. Have you been to one yet?
No, but I have homies, my boy Bats and Aaron. They run the Christian club in Nashville, so I have to go see them and check that out. Yeah.
Is that the one that called The Cove?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Ishaya, our last guest, just spoke about that, and she said she was going to have to go and visit that one. So it's awesome.
It does some fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah. For sure. All right. Well, that concludes our quick fire questionnaire. Thank you so much for participating.
Yeah, that wasn't
too intense for you.
No, I'm not gonna lie. The hardest question was the stump. Oh my gosh, so many great songs, but yeah, I had to choose the stump because you know it's a good song.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna actually throw another one out there for you. Stomp or Revolution?
Revolution. Yeah.
I love the whole rap part to that song. I love
it. Yeah.
All right, awesome. All right, so one of the questions, now we're going to dive a little bit into your, you know, the artist of Jay Violet. And one of the questions I have from you, I know when I first started listening to your music, one of the immediate observations that I had, I think the first song that I started listening to was Solid Gold, banger, by the way. We went from that, I think, to Eyes on Him, and then to Prayers, and then there was a few other songs there, but it was there, your the your musical range is just so eclectic. It's so dynamic. And it really, that was one of our first observations. When I say I'm talking about my husband and I. And we both love your music. And so yeah, we just realized none of your songs sound the same. So how did you come to find and create that unique sound?
Well, I'm inspired by a lot of artists when I first started out. Majority, I was influenced by like Andy Mineo when I was younger.
Yeah.
So my first love was like rap music. And then come to find out, I started singing in the car with my mom, and I was like, oh wait, I can sing too. So it's like things that I like throughout time, I was like, oh wait, okay, how about I just use both instead of just picking one. It's like, okay, this is all I could do. I don't want to put myself in a box.
Yeah.
So yeah, but a lot of inspiration came from a lot of artists in the secular world as well, and then also in CHH. And so yeah, so that's basically how it started. So I realized I can be like that unique artist that can go
Yeah.
both ways and that doesn't have to be confined in a box. So
Yeah. Speaking to that, do you usually work with just kind of like one producer, or do you produce your own stuff, or do you work with
yeah,
a bunch of people?
that's a great question. So I used to start off just myself, like producing and everything, and then I realized that's a lot of work. If I mean there's some people who could still do it. Shout out to like Caleb. I think I know if like I think Bats and everybody that still does like producing for themselves. I'm not gonna lie, I'd rather just write.
Yeah.
So I don't produce as much now. I have a couple friends that help me out. I have my boy Locke. I have my boy El Marquis, who's been with me for a while. So all the older songs from like 2021, he produced most majority of them.
Nice.
And then some other folks that I've collabed with as well. So yeah, I'd rather be on the writing end because I feel like that's the most important to me. And I feel like words do matter to other people. So I want to make sure I'm keen in on that one as well.
That's actually a great segue to the next question I wanted to ask. So, do you feel an obligation to navigate between like the balance of, well, creating music that reflects Christ for Christ versus, appealing to the broader audience? How do you really see that, or being, like crossing over into mainstream?
And that's such a hard question to answer,
Yeah.
because it really depends on if a person is like, say, for they left that world and they wanted to know more about Christ, and then they started listening to music like from us, right? So it's like I want to make sure I make songs that are not too harsh, where they can take it easy, because
Yeah.
they're fed with milk, like a lot of us seasoned people feed steak, and what I'm saying, it could be a little bit easier
Right.
to consume, but for them it would be a little difficult. So sometimes you do have to create some music that is just like a little easy, so they can bring them in. I personally, like if I made like a project, then it's like it's going to be like crazy. Like you're really going to have to break it down, because that's where I feel like you should lead it towards. But if it's like a single, just keep it easy. You don't want it to be too crazy.
Yeah.
So if that makes sense.
No, totally it does. I know that you said that you lean more towards writing. Are you intentional in writing, making it, like you said, like milk, so to speak? Are you intentional with that writing, or does it just kind of come out that way naturally? Is that what just God gives you?
Okay, that's a really good question. So a long time ago, yes, it was natural. Because I wasn't really sharp with my writing skills. But lately I've been like freestyling. So I usually would like pray before I make a song now. And so I even though it sounds cliche, but it's like I'm spirit led. So
Yeah.
whatever that's on my heart, I feel like I need to talk about. And I've been through a lot of things that I personally feel like that needs to be talked about in our community, which comes out in the R&B world. So yeah, I say now, not as much, but before when I first started, yeah, it was definitely like I wanted to keep it broad because I kind of wanted people to like, oh yeah, like kind of figure me out, like, oh, that's J Violet, like this is his sound.
Yeah.
And then now when people start to figure me out, it's like, all right, now I can kind of show my true self, which
Yeah.
we're getting there. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're excited for what's coming, and we'll talk about that a little later. We'll touch on that a little later. But so, talking of thinking about labels, I feel like we've kind of said some stuff to allude to this, you know, being boxed in, so to speak, with like a Christian R&B artist label or, you know, a Christian rapper. What do you think about that? How do you, I guess a question is, how do you categorize your own artistry and, what are your just general thoughts on, you know, some artists can think it's like a box while others are just appreciate that label that's attached to that. So what are your thoughts?
Personally, I feel like it is a tool. I think some people don't know how to approach it, and I didn't before. But you have examples who use it very well, like Caleb, yeah, Miles Minnick. You have so many people that kind of show you can leverage, right? And not have to like try to be like one of those cool kids, like, oh yeah, like I'm not, this is not me. It's like it is you, it's your identity. Like if you if, like, you know what I'm saying? Like for me personally, I had to let go of that coolness and that table and that politics to like really show like, no, I'm a Christian. This is how I roll, and I have to let go of those things. Now, I'm not gonna call out anybody, but like the community can get very clashed, or it could mesh a little bit because we're all in one bowl, and you have these people who want to be cool, and you got these people who actually want to give out a good message. So, personally, I roll with the CHH. I use it as a tool, not as a like a like a like a lead front, right? But it's like it's more of like this is my community. Like, you know what I'm saying, no matter where I go, if that makes sense. Because obviously it is a place where I feel like it's, I want to say it's a safe zone, but it's more of like a community. It's like a family. Like we love you know what I'm saying? That kind of feel, you know? So, but some people don't, they take that for granted. And they kind of like just let it go. So yeah, that's how I, that's my end take on that part. So
No, yeah, thank you so much for your insights on that. That makes so much sense. That actually makes me think of another question. I talking to other people and even really honestly just scrolling on my timeline and, you know, seeing posts from like Christian artists, whether that be rappers or singers, there's always a couple of people in their comments, Christians in their comments saying, you know, something about saying about it not being godly or something like, you know, backlash within the community. So have you experienced that at all?
I've experienced some stuff. I think it was, I forgot when the date was, but it's like in the beginning of the year. A lot of things was happening, and you know, people are so quick to accuse somebody, you know. And there was a time where it wasn't about like my faith or anything like that, because I don't think I've had anybody attack like me personally, but it was majority of like the me, like J Violet. Right, the brand of who J Violet is. And you know, I think people just have to, and before we make that assumption about somebody, we have to make sure like, is your information right? Right? Lay out all the options, right? Or ask first, like, did you do this? You know, have a conversation before we lead into that. And I feel like a lot of us Christians kind of, we have the wrong system. It's reversed, you know. Because yeah, I do believe that we should judge, and I do believe we should hold somebody accountable. But what is judging and what is accountability? You know, ask those questions towards yourself. And I feel like we just need to work on that. And when we work on that, then we won't have a lot of targets on our back. So.
You just said something right there. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And
Yeah.
you actually spoken, I feel like, a little bit about this. And personally, so I feel like every believer has a shift when, you know, when they truly decide who they're with, you know, whether it's the world or Christ. And I'm just interested in knowing, you know, the why behind people do things and really really knowing what that shift was or what that moment was for our guests. So I'm curious to know what had that moment happened for you or what was that moment or and when did it happen?
The shift of taking this more serious for myself.
Not really owning your artistry, but really dedicating your life to Christ. So I know like some people grow up in church and you know I grew up in church as well. But there was also a shift for me where I really got to know God for myself, you know, and I really was,
Okay.
I didn't turn to the world. You know, I had to decide the world or Christ, you know. So
Yeah.
I'm asking, did that had that moment happened?
Yeah, that was it started a little after I left college, the beginning stage before I left college. It was like the first time I just told my girlfriend like not too long ago about this situation where it's like it was the first time I've heard God's voice, but it was at a point in time where I almost gave up on faith and on myself.
Wow.
I think mental health is a lot to talk about, and realizing sometimes there's good things that's like let down your family. I'm very appreciative that my family is full on true believers, because if it wasn't, then it'd probably be a different situation, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of covering over me during that time, and that was like around 2018. And then started getting into music, and then by like 2019, mom was like, you know what, you need to make some music. And she first said like you should make some like a Christian music, and at that time I was like lukewarm, so it's like I'm good off of that.
Right.
And she's like, okay. And she was such a supporter. She just allowed me to make those mistakes. But I truly made that decision for myself that I knew God was real around 2018. And then I fully dove into the Christian world around, I think, the first EP I dropped, which I was scared. Like the song Tranquility, on my first, I think it was like 2020 after. Yeah, it was like a personal situation that happened, and I was like, man, I'm done with doing this. I'm full in. It's something, it just it was like, yeah, just go for it. And I was like, okay. So I went for it, and yeah, it changed my whole perspective on just like really allowing God to like do what he needs to do in your life, right? There's a difference between your passion and your purpose. So I realized my purpose wasn't just the music thing. It was to help certain people with certain situations that they have in their lives, but it's from God. You know what I'm saying? It's not just of yourself. It's a testimony. So yeah, that's the path that led me to here. And
That's
yeah.
awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
What are some of the, who are you listening to right now? I'm interested in knowing. What are some of the artists that you're listening to?
You know what? I'm a big fan of Madison Ward. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, see?
Yeah, she's a killer.
Amazing.
You got Tori Kelly, and then you got like Madison. No, that's debatable. But we could have a conversation outside, because that's my girl. Would she be like, "What are you talking about, Tori Kelly?" We're not even gonna do that.
Gave
But
me the next, you just gave me the next
yeah,
item.
they're neck and neck. But yeah, Madison. I listen to Madison. I listen to John Keith, a big fan of John. I don't listen to a lot of people. Let me see. So John Madison, Annie Mineo, like any artist?
Yeah.
Tory. I've been listening to a lot of Tory now.
Okay.
And then like some Boys to Men. Like just
That's a good one.
a little bit of R&B on the side. Very inspiring. And then there's somebody else I can't name. Somebody sent me this artist, but I can't name it. I can't remember the name. Oh my gosh, that's bad.
Okay.
But there's this Christian R&B artist. Like, she's a beast. Oh, that's terrible.
You
That's
gotta let us
terrible.
know. We're gonna tag it in the video. So it's
I'm
okay.
so sorry. Whoever,
It's
so
all
sorry.
good. It's
But
all
just know
good.
that you're in thoughts. Whoever,
Right. Whoever you
you're
are.
on the list.
Right.
But yeah, those are the people that I listen to. Just
Awesome.
variations. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So we're interested in knowing because we need some music. We need some music. We need some more music. What do you have coming down the pipeline? What does Jay Violet have coming next? I see you have a single that you want people to pre-save. What's the name of that single?
So that song is called Fine. It's the first single of this year, and I'm super excited because this talks about a lot about my past life and just like things I've been through, spiritually, mentally, and everything. And so, fine is like the opposition of me not being fine because of that certain thing I went through. And you'll hear it in a song. I don't want to spoil it because this song is really good. It's
Ooh.
taken me a long time to make this song, but I was holding. I haven't released a song since like November, and so I was just waiting for the right time. I was really like just praying to God. I'm like, man, because usually I'm very consistent. I'm just drop a song, but it's like God told me to wait, so I knew this was going to be big.
Oh,
This song is going to be big,
right.
personally to me. So yeah, that's the next song, and then after that, got some other great music. Just there's a collective of us that is going to be rocking and rolling.
Okay. Collective.
That's coming out. Yeah, collective. Yeah. And then what else? Maybe a project, something,
All
maybe.
right. Okay.
And then what else? There's and then the ooh, I don't know if I should say that now.
Go ahead, give us the Unix exclusive. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there is a podcast that's in the work as well, future partnership. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm just making sure everything is like balanced.
Yeah.
But yeah, this year is definitely a big one for me.
That is exciting.
Yeah,
That is
that's
so
what's fun.
exciting. We're
Yeah.
can we are so excited for you, and we are congratulating for you. We are congratulating you and supporting you from afar always. We are always here for you. We love your music again.
Oh man, thank you.
Of course, and I just want to say again, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, for taking your time
Yeah.
to drop some gems on the people, because you definitely did. So we really appreciate you popping into the room and chatting with us, and it's been amazing. And you are, again, such an amazing artist, such an amazing talent for this generation. You're definitely blessed for this generation, and we are so excited to see what you do in the future.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all show a lot of love. I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of love. So I usually don't you know what I'm saying, do the interviews anymore because I stay very to myself and with my family. But I knew
Yeah.
this would be special, and I feel like y'all are doing great, and y'all have a lot to come. Like y'all gonna have some amazing people hop on. I can sense it, and y'all have good energy. So thank y'all for having me on. And I really appreciate the love and support.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, before you leave, where can the people follow you? Where can the people find your music? Let everybody know everything.
Okay. So yeah, you can follow me on IG at IMJViolet. I'm also on TikTok, IMJViolet Reacts. You got me on YouTube, JViolet. Just look up JViolet, you'll find him. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, just look up JViolet, you'll find me.
All right, y'all. He said it. Now y'all know what to go and do. Go and find him. Go and follow him. And make sure to go ahead and tap into all of his music. It's not too late to go to start from the beginning of his discography and go all the way to his newest single that he just released. So make sure to follow him. And while you're at it, make sure to follow Unix as well. You can catch us. Our website is www.unix.com. And you can catch us on all socials at UNEXT Entertainment. I hope y'all enjoyed. Like I said, it was greatness. I think he left y'all with enough gems to carry y'all into the next month. Y'all take care. Have a great one, and God bless.